Now the part of the show where we invite on respected people and industry leaders and subject them to an embarrassing quiz. It's called Not My Job. Comedian Neil Brennan has gone from working the door at comedy clubs to writing and co-creating the Emmy-nominated Chappelle Show on Comedy Central. He has a new Netflix special out now called Three Mics. It's funny and emotionally raw. Critics love it. I personally love it. I know that you will love it. Neil Brennan, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
You can't see it, but that during that entire applause, I was waving.
So, Neil, for people who haven't seen your special yet, tell us, just give us a basic rundown of what the concept of the three mics is.
There are three mics on stage, just like mics on stands, and they're just basically spaced out. Like, they each have, like, a little area. And I just go from one mic to the other. I basically do, like, 10 minutes of stand-up, then 10 minutes of, like, more emotional honesty, I guess, and then like, 2 minutes of one-liners, and then I just repeat.
So each mic has a specific style of performance that you're doing into that mic.
Yes.
And the emotional mic is very emotional.
Yeah, it's truly emotional.
Now, at what point in your stand-up did you start thinking,
I wish this was sadder?
Well, I was going to say, at what point in your stand-up did you start thinking, I got to start adding mics?
Like,
one mic can't hold everything Neil Brennan has to offer.
It was between emotional mics or just doing becoming a mime. So
right.
In stand-up, you can't really be that honest. You can kind of just, you're honest a little bit in the setup where you'll be like, my dad's deaf or whatever. And then you'll go from there. And then my dad's not really deaf.
Your dad's not really deaf. It's even worse. Your dad's dead.
Yeah, my dad's dead. Yeah, that's correct.
We're really selling your stand-up
special. But Howie died is hilarious.
Neil, have you ever had an audience confused? Like, why do you keep doing the sad stuff? Can't you stay funny?
Yeah, I was doing, someone came to my show in Chicago and a woman didn't know what the premise of the show was. So she went on my Instagram, my Facebook, and my Twitter during the show and was basically like, dude, you got to stop doing this emotional stuff. Thinking that I would somehow like get a note on stage and be like, you know what? She's right.
You tweeted recently that women are more interested in you since you're special. And I wanted to know, how is that manifesting? Like, are women coming up to you and just saying like, oh my God, you are so hot when you talk about your lifelong struggle with depression. Tell me more about your dead dad and your depression.
Not exactly, but I will say, like, Jesse, do you know what sliding into someone's DMs means?
Yes.
Okay, I get a lot of women sliding into my DMs. I don't know if you want to explain that to
I don't. I definitely want you to do it.
Sliding into DMs is when someone on Instagram, especially, direct messages you, and it's of a sexual nature, hence the slide. You understand?
Neil, was that the plot behind the whole special?
Yeah, just I was trying to get more women to slide.
So, Neil, you had a great interview with Terry Gross on Fresh Air. How nervous were you? Because you had, like, I will say I felt like you had chemistry with Terry.
So a lot of people pointed that out, that we had chemistry. I'm a fan, so you know how you feel like you know her? Like,
sure.
It was kind of like that. So I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because it really feels like you're meeting, it feels like a job interview.
I would say that it feels like you're talking to an angel from above.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I would say it.
Yeah. Is that how we're going to say it?
Neil, where do you rate your special on the Netflix and chill scale? Like, how chillable is your special?
Are you talking about, like, are you going to do some live sliding? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I actually think it's exactly what I
mean. That's exactly what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You do it early.
You're
going to do it.
Yeah, do it before you get to that third mic.
Yeah, cause my ex said that three mics is the biggest red flag in the history of red flags. Do you agree?
You do have a lot of red flags just up and down. I mean, I think the red flagness is balanced out by the fact that you do present, and I mean this as a compliment, like there's a wounded bird quality that I do think, I will say as a woman, that I did also find appealing.
Yeah, okay, good.
A lot of women like a fixer-upper project.
No, I need, you know what I need is a good woman to save me.
Yeah. And now you're just trolling for that.
Well, Neil, it's time to play a game that we're calling...
Three More Mics.
Your stand-up special, as you know, is called Three Mics, mm-hmm. as in microphone. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you about Three Mics, as in Michael, the name. Do you like what we did there?
I get it, and I love it.
So get two right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their voicemail. Bill, who is Neil playing for?
John Paddock of Portland, Maine.
Okay, Neil, your first mic is a Canadian 17-year-old high school student named Mike Rowe. Young Mike Rowe ended up in court. Why? A, he started a software company called Mike Rowe Soft, and he was sued by Microsoft. B, he was sued by the other Mike Rowe for his web series, Really, Really Dirty Jobs. Or C, he regularly made small insults to marginalized groups, you know, Mike Rowe aggressions.
I don't think you can sue for microaggressions even in Canada, so I'm going to go with A.
A, he started a software company called Mike Rowe Soft.
Yes.
You are correct.
Yeah.
The answer was A, Microsoft. He settled in exchange for an Xbox. Your next mic is Mike Malloy. He came to prominence in the 1930s and earned a nickname. What was it? Was it A, Mike the Durable? Gangsters repeatedly tried to kill him by poisoning his whiskey, but he'd been drinking bad whiskey so long it only made him stronger. B, his nickname was Killer Mike. He wasn't a rapper, though. He just murdered a lot of people. Or C, he actually invented the Hitler mustache, earning him the name Third Reich Mike.
I want this so bad. Let's go with A.
A, you're right. Yeah. Mike the Durable.
Very good, Neil.
They tried antifreeze, turpentine, rat poison. Later, they just tried running him over, but that didn't work either. And I will say, when I read that the first time, I was like, oh, that doesn't seem funny to me. And they were like, no, that really happened. They tried to run him over. So here's your last question, Neil, about a Mike. Famous candy brand Mike and Ike caused a religious outcry when they did what? A, briefly ran an ad campaign where a nun prayed to a rosary made out of Mike and Ike's. B, implied that Mike and Ike were a gay couple. Or C, were used in a public school sex ed class to illustrate conception.
Well, by the way, we already won the game, so this is just, we're just having fun, right?
Victory lap, frosting.
Neil, I'd like you to just do this for the journey, and
yeah,
it's not
course.
About winning or losing.
Great. Let's go with C.
C, we're used in public school sex ed class to illustrate conception.
Mm. Wait, people don't like that.
No, they don't.
I don't know why you think they don't like it, other than the fact that they're screaming and their hair is on fire.
Yeah. Someone's approaching the stage with a knife. B?
Yes! B, in 2012, the Family Research Council accused Mike and Ike of quote-unquote sexualizing candy and quote chipping away at the value of marriage in an impassioned radio address critiquing the unholy and fruity union of Mike and Ike. Bill, how did Neil do on our quiz?
You know, not many people get all three right, but Neil Brennan did. Congratulations, Neil.
Neil Brennan's great stand-up special, Three Mics, is available on Netflix. Neil, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having.
Thanks, Neil.